do that every time. Well, good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord. For God, all things are possible. I find it impossible, and perhaps some of you do as well, to be such an upstanding person as to never have broken any law, religious or secular. When background checks are done and reviewed, it seems that the fact that someone has never had so much as a traffic ticket or a parking ticket is somehow commendable. But how can we know what's in the heart and soul of said person? Are the actions and intent of the heart of said person commendable? It's too bad that we can't do background checks of the soul or the heart. In other words, despite this man's pronouncement to Jesus that he had kept the law perfectly, more or less, we can't know the truth that lies in the man's heart except to hear what Jesus knew. Jesus knew what was in his true heart and soul, and he knew that he was not prepared to follow. The way of the cross, that's what we are called to follow. But we get so bogged down in all of our stuff that we miss the point of what it means to be a disciple. Now, I'm pretty sure that God doesn't expect us to be perfect, and I'm pretty sure that I'm unable to be perfect. We're called to try to be perfect. We're called to try to live and act in the image of Christ. And ultimately, it seems that this perfect keeper of the law came up short as Jesus background checked his genuine desire to gain eternal life. Yeah, Jesus can background check our hearts and our souls. The image of the camel and the needle are troublesome to many of us. We can peer through that little hole and we can get hung up in trying to rationalize a way to get through that needle, dragging along all of our stuff. Somehow we expect that we can make it through with whatever we want to bring. But there is no way through the needle except God's way. And it seems impossible, but remember, through God, all things are possible. And we make God's way so complicated and so difficult, and yet it's so simple. Love Jesus. Leave all your stuff at the foot of the cross. As you empty your inner and outer stuff of your life, that space is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. For God, all things are possible. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is more gratifying and more fulfilling than anything we can buy or sell. Now, I won't get into the literal idea of giving stuff away. Jesus is not asking us to have a big yard sale or take a bunch of stuff and empty our house and go to the Goodwill. Jesus is asking us to give ourselves and our souls and our love to him rather than to all of our dust collectors. And, by the way, there are more things than money that we cling to that keep us from being fully committed to the Christ. We're asked to give of our time, our talent, and our treasure. Oh, and by the way, you won't be too surprised that in the distant future you will find something in your mail requesting that you support St. Francis. When we give of our time, our talent, and our treasure, we declare to the world what is important to us. Now, as I was writing this text, I said to myself, this is a dull and boring sermon, but I couldn't figure out any way to make it exciting. It's so easy to focus on why Jesus turned the rich man away rather than to examine ourselves and figure out what we need to do to gain eternal life. to keep eternal life. And well, I think eternal life is pretty darn exciting. Jesus is never boring, but my sermon sometimes probably is. And let's just see what I can do about that for a minute. One of the things that I really like to do is to tell off-the-cuff stories. Whenever we get a spare moment, my grandchildren always, "Babsy, tell us a story." So I have a story for you all today, just for fun. Once, a long, long, long time ago, there was a squirrel whose name was Thomasina. She needed help gathering her nuts because she had fallen out of the tree and hurt her leg. She asked her neighbor, Solomon, to help, but Solomon said he was too busy and was too tired from gathering his own nuts. Up the tree, down the tree, he could only carry one at a time. He had so many of them, they were falling out of his nest. He rearranged things a little bit and made room. He's so tired, he laid down and he took a nap. He had a snack first, of course. And when he woke up, he went down to retrieve all the acorns that had spilled out. Up the tree, down the tree, up the tree again. So much work, one acorn at a time. Finally, there was no more room. His nest was full. He heard crying, and he heard Thomasina calling out for help. So Solomon peered out and watched some of the other critters of the forest coming to help Thomasina. They brought food, but none of it was squirrel food. Thomasina was still hungry, for she had no food. Solomon thought about it. And he figured it wasn't his problem. These were his acorns. He worked for them. He carried them up the tree. And then he went back down the tree and carried them up the tree again. Meanwhile, he noticed that all the critters at the bottom of the tree were having a good old time. They were sharing their food and trading. "Oh, I like that. I badger can eat that. Okay, well, here, you can have this." And they were talking to Thomasina and saying to her, "What can we do to help?" She was saying, "Well, an acorn or two would be nice." They could pick up the acorns, but they couldn't get them up the tree. So finally, the badger in the group, whose name was Bob, went and he knocked on the tree next to Solomon's nest. And he called him out. And he said, "Hey, dude, you need to get out here." Solomon said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want you to help your neighbor." "Why should I help my neighbor?" "Because sometimes you might need help from your neighbor." Solomon said, "Nah, no way." The next morning, he woke up to this vibration. And he looked out of his nest and he saw that his tree was being chopped down. Down it went. Out spilled all of his acorns all over the ground. He didn't know what he was going to do. He now had no stash for the winter. Meanwhile, he heard a call, "Solomon, Solomon." And he looked up and there was Thomasina in the neighboring nest. She said, "Come up here." He was like, "I don't want to." She said, "Come up here. I have a snack for you." Of course, that got him. He goes running up the tree, and he had a snack with her, and he looked around, and he saw that all of her nest was filled with acorns. "What in the world? How did you get all these acorns?" She said, "Well, you know, all the critters that were here yesterday that didn't have all the foods that I need, they went out and they found other critters, other squirrels who had extra acorns, and they brought them to me. And what I'd like to do now is to share them with you." So Solomon settled in, and he and Thomasina became great friends. They had a great winter feasting on acorns and enjoyed happiness and friendship together. Amen. Please stand.